The day Brian Freeland's life changed forever, he was 5 months old. He left Seoul, South Korea, flew over the Atlantic, and landed at SeaTac Airport, straight into the loving arms of his new parents. Here's his story for Radioactive.
I've always known I was adopted because I have white parents. In school, people talked about what traits they got from each parent. Their eyes from their mom, their hair from their dad, their personality, a mix of both. I envied them. Being adopted is complicated. I got a second chance at life, but I also feel like I'm stuck between two worlds, Korea and America. One of my favorite Disney movies is Hercules. In the movie, Hercules is also stuck in between two worlds. He's a son of a god, but he's trapped on Earth, trying to figure out who he is.
I would go most anywhere to feel like I belong.
I think we can all agree that middle school's pretty terrible. Let me take you back to what my middle school years were like. Matson Middle School in Covington, Washington, populated by mostly white kids. Once other kids found out I was adopted, a few would make jokes, like, two whites don't make a Wong. Or, since I had wider eyes, they would ask if I saw the world in widescreen. A kid even told me my birth parents gave me up because they didn't want me. That was a fear I'd always had myself. Was I unplanned? Was I meant to happen? Was I put up for adoption because I was a mistake? And then there are also the stereotypes that come with being Asian. You must know Kung Fu. You probably have a tiger mom. You must be a math genius. I heard these stereotypes so much, I actually started to believe them. I thought, maybe if I conform to these stereotypes, I'll fit in. In high school, I took Algebra 3-4, which I thought would be easy. Homework? Nope. I've got this. Fail tests? It doesn't bother me. I know I'll pass the next one, because math is easy for Asians, right? I ended the year with a D. So if all Asians are good at math, then why did I fail? I'm the outlier. That's a math pun. I tried to fit stereotypes to be accepted because I thought that's what people wanted of me. But I hate math, so why pretend? I started to realize that in a mostly white school, I would never fit in. Everyone perceived me as Asian, but on the inside, I felt completely white. Maybe if I was around other, more native Asians, I'd feel more Asian. Maybe I'd fit in. In 2015, my family flew over to Korea. On the flight over, I had to explain to the stewardess that my sister and I, who's also a Korean adoptee, don't speak Korean. I felt like I could hear her thoughts. They look Korean, so why can't they speak Korean? It made me feel very self-conscious. Feeling like an outsider in America, I thought Korea would make me feel like I belonged. I thought that since I looked like everyone else, I'd fit in. But I didn't speak the language, didn't understand the culture, and didn't have Korean mannerisms. I felt devastatingly lost that entire trip. I'm an outsider in the US, and I'm an outsider in Korea. Where do I belong? Since childhood, my parents enrolled me in a summer camp for Korean adoptees, where we'd learn a little Korean, eat delicious Korean food, and learn the very important skill of how to use chopsticks. But I only went 1 week out of the year, so it was hard to make genuine friendships. I was never completely comfortable, partly because I was so insecure with myself, but also because we were teenagers, and we all remember what being a teenager was like. Recently, I was told about another community called Asian Adult Adoptees of Washington. My hope is that I can discover who I am as both a person and as an adoptee, with the help of these older adoptees who have more life experience. If this were a perfect world, I'd have a close-knit group of friends who are also adoptees, people who know what I've been through. I wouldn't feel the need to explain why I don't look like my parents. In a perfect world, I'd feel more comfortable and confident knowing who I was as an adoptee, knowing where I come from, and having the closure I need. I don't want adoption to be stigmatized. I want it to be celebrated. From Radioactive, I am Brian Freeland.